Hello?
Mr. President.
Yes.
I just want to put in your back of your mind for a day or two before I can talk it over with you on the need for some very discreet but and contingency planning on the Pope's serious illness.
Yes, well, I noticed we were just talking about it right now because evidently some stories put out about the about Vatican sources that my trip had been suspended on my visit to the Vatican.
Well, we have that particular point, and we also then in the event of a funeral, we must think who leads the delegation. Foster Dulles led the one before.
Yeah.
But I think it would need to be either the vice president or myself.
Right.
But then the other members of the delegation are a matter of really great importance, and you would probably want to have one of your immediate staff concentrate on this with us for a little careful contingency planning.
Right.
You might be thinking about who you want to have and which of us you think might be better to go.
Right.
I can see some advantages either way, but I'll have a chance to talk to you about it.
Well, maybe they both go or something.
Now, on the trip, I don't know where that story came from, but...
It said Vatican sources said our visit had been suspended.
Uh-huh. Well, I think it's probably...
What does it say? Here it is.
It looks to me as though your visit is not likely to take place, but as far as that, the Pope is concerned.
The plan for President Kennedy's audience with Pope John had been suspended because of the Pontiff's illness.
Right.
Well, now, that plans would be pending clarification. I don't know whether... We have no other information about his health except the newspaper reports, have we?
Right. No, I don't think so.
Well, of course, it just depends if he should... Something should happen. It seems to me that what I would do would be, if something happened to him before I'm going, they will have picked a new pope.
Right.
If something...
Well, the selection might not occur that quick.
Well, then I would think what I'd do is just put my Italian visit at the end of my Irish visit.
Right.
And
right.
Just go with do it that way.
Right. Well, all right, well, I think Bill Tyler will work with me personally on this whole business so that no one else will be involved with it.
Okay.
And is Kenny O'Donnell maybe the fellow you want to work on it?
Well, fine, good.
All right, fine.
Okay,
right.
Good, thank you.
By a vote of 46-38, which was a pretty good day's work. I would suggest strongly that you call Russell Long. He doesn't know and will not know that I'm calling you and just sort of thanking him for his help.
You do a good job on it.
Yeah, he did a very good job. He could have done a better job, but we're going to need him so much on the tax bill.
Good.
He was the leader on this.
Good. Well, that was pretty good. What'd the Republicans all do?
They all voted against this, plus Lausche and Byrd, and then Strom Thurmond, and Lausche made one of his typical demagogic speeches. And then Edmondson voted against this, which sort of surprised me. But other than that, everybody was pretty well.
I suppose Howard's trying to get right.
Conservative, that's right. You can get old Russell.
But I mean, Edmondson, on the one hand, wants to vote conservative. On the other hand, he's talking all the time about space program.
That's right.
But he's got his problems. I understand that. Well, I'll get Russell right now.
Thank you.
Right. Thank you, George. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. I got it?
Well, no, I guess on the floor. Mm-hmm. Senator Russell Long, please.
All right, sir. Thank you.
I hear you did a hell of a job up there.
We got your debt limit bill unscrambled.
But I mean, God, you just saved the government about $200 million.
Well, I don't know if we accomplished anything, but anyway, we got You know, I thought old Williams was trying to help you. You hoped that the 10th Amendment to screw this thing up.
I know, but I mean, you know, by the time they get through...
Secretary of Treasury's going to come back and tell me what he thought, but I thought I knew what he wanted in the beginning, but he's going to come back and tell me, and he's on his way down the hall to talk to those Republicans to see if I'd get some help. I thought old Williams had decided to help the man.
Well, you know, he's...
trying to screw you up.
I know, but listen, I hear you did a hell of a job up there, Russell. That's terrific.
Well, thanks so much, Mr. President.
How are you doing? I hear we're in some trouble in Louisiana.
Well, sir, I haven't had a chance to check today. I was down in, I went to Houston, Texas, to kind of see if I could squeeze a little money out of the oil people to get us along. And I talked to the governor of Louisiana from over there, and he said that he thought he might be able to keep that bill in that House.
The thing is, what's so screwy about that thing is that if a Democrat carries Louisiana, no matter who those delegates are, they can't go up and make a deal with a Republican then. Let's say because the Republican can't look like he's in the position of outbidding a Democrat on some civil right question. So therefore, the best they could do is throw it in the House of Representatives, and then everybody gets sort of on the hot seat, because either you break up the Democratic Party or everybody votes Democratic. So where does it end? I know it's sort of just a means of protest, isn't it?
Well, no, what they've got in mind, they're trying to work out a sort of a block vote type deal where they would get their votes together. And
yeah.
And then say, all right, now, if our vote might elect somebody president,
yeah,
and he's going to have to come to our terms. Now, you know, those fellows made some kind of a deal like that in that Tilden Hayes race, I believe it was.
Yeah, that's right, I know.
And
but this isn't 1870.
Oh, I agree. I think
wait a minute, 76. Well, it isn't 1876.
I think it's a lousy idea.
Because what happens is, I mean, it will become the most publicized thing. Then they come up and say, well, you've got to do something. You know, first place, you've got the courts operating anyway, no matter what the president did.
Right.
And then they come up, and then everybody's looking and saying, well, what is the president promising this group? And pretty soon, you've got the goddamnest mayhem, and it finally ends up in the House of Representatives.
That's
it doesn't
right.
get them much. In addition, everybody then says, Christ, the South is so uncertain that I better just try to get my votes in the North.
That's right. Well, of course, the worst thing about that, I don't know who you thought about, but the bill that they've got, I haven't studied, but I've been told about it. You see, the worst thing about that is that, in effect, that would take the South out of the
That's right.
presidential election.
Exactly.
So that
until afterwards.
If we were not going to vote on whether you were going to be president or not, why should you promise us anything?
Exactly.
You should direct your appeal to those
people. Well, that's one.
Where the Negro vote might be the key vote.
And at least I could count on it. Otherwise, I'd have to figure, well, I have to do my business after November, and I can't do it under those conditions. I think it's crazy for the South, because this way I'm concerned about Georgia and Louisiana and these places where we got a chance to carry. Right. But if I end up with no chance to carry them, then I got to go up north and try to do my business.
Right. Well, now, I tell you, I did some talking with Gitter Sloan, and both of us agreed that we ought to be against this thing.
Sure.
Now here's a conclusion that we have about it also. Whether we win or lose on this fight, this bunch of wild citizens council and Ku Klux down there can renew this battle after the next gubernatorial race, and so can we. In other words, if we win the governor's race.
But, of course, it's harder to repeal it. It's harder to repeal. This way, the governor's always sitting there.
Yep.
It's much harder to repeal it once it's...
I agree.
But anyway, you say you could. They'll renew it after.
I think we've got a chance. I haven't... have you heard what happened down there in the House of Representatives today? I haven't heard.
No.
Well, I've been on the floor here, but I will undertake to find out what happened down there. And this thing is very similar to the stand I made in that 1952 convention when my delegation wanted to walk out. What I said was that I'm not going to promise I'm going to vote for the man you nominate, but I'll stake my political existence on the right of my people to vote for him if that's what they want to do.
That's
you
right.
see?
That's right.
And
that's the best line, isn't it? That's
right.
Good.
And frankly, what I... Now, Gillis and I talked about it. Frankly, I thought since he's running for governor, it'd be... Just confidential. Please don't go tell Dulles that. Dulles ran out on me at Chicago at that time.
Yeah.
I just knew he didn't know that we're thinking about this. But I figured it was, well, hell, why not go ahead and stand up on the issue and take this attitude with them that you boys are trying to call off the president's race. And let me tell you something, this great democracy, if you want to call off that president's race, you better try to call your race off, because you're going to be the guy in danger time you try to tell the people that they can't vote. You see? Which I think is essentially what that thing would be. I'll find out how it's going down there. The governor thought he could tie it up in that appropriations committee and kill it there. It seems to me that there are ways under the rules of the legislature where they could maneuver to offer it on the floor even if the committee wouldn't report it out.
Yeah.
But I'll try to check it and find out just where we stand. At the moment, old Jimmy Davis is trying to help us with that thing. I don't know who called him, but somebody did. And
Larry O'Brien called him this morning.
Right.
And
well, Larry might know the latest on it.
Okay, I'll get a hold of Larry.
All right, sir. Well,
that was good today. And anything you can do on this thing, because God, Louisiana, we'd like to get a chance at anyway.
Well, I'm not too, frankly, Mr. President, I'm not too much worried about how this thing works out in Louisiana for now, because as far as Louisiana's concerned, I think that we could, I think our chance of winning the governor's election is good, and if we win the governor's election, it's completely in our power to make it how we blessed well please. But the thing that
we have an effect on Florida, of course.
Well, I am a little concerned about it sort of starting a movement, you know.
That's right, because Florida's hanging on the edge anyway.
Yeah, right. Well, I'll try to help, and both now, and if the damn fool thing carried, I'll try to help get it repealed later on. But for right now, I think it'd be good for us to see if we can't beat it. I think that somebody might stand up on the issue, though. But as far as I'm concerned, I'm against it, not afraid to say so.